Yeah, there we go. All right, just a few questions on Can-Am and your involvement with it. Of course, Can-Am created quite a purse for overseas drivers coming over, you know, looking for big money and whatnot. What drew you to it? What drew you to the Can-Am series?
Well, what drew me to it was Johnson Wax. I had a Johnson Wax contacted me through a chat called. Anyway, he was the account director at Carl Bayer.
Okay.
And he called me up and said, would I be prepared to be the Johnson Wax director of racing or whatever, which is purely a title that they gave me. And I thought it sounds a great idea to be connected with the sport, go over there for these races, which I must say, some of them turned out to be quite exciting.
Sure.
So I came over because of that, really.
Okay. What were your duties involved?
These were mainly to meet people from the press, go on local television stations, talk about the races, the drivers, mostly obviously try and get the name Johnson Wax.
Sure.
I mean, my main thing was to try to slip in Johnson Wax whenever I could.
Sure. I know even their tech decals said J Wax on.
Yeah, yeah.
So, how long did you serve as their commissioner?
I think about 3 years.
Okay.
I think so.
Alrighty. What were your thoughts on Can-Am and its place in motorsports history?
I think it was peculiar to North America, which is okay. I mean, I think it's quite a good idea. I think the races were quite competitive, and obviously we had the Denny and Bruce show. You know, they were being inclined to run off, but nevertheless, having said that, it's still quite good entertainment for the fans that come out to the various races. So I think it served a good job in it, really, for it.
Okay. Then getting to some of the drivers who I know you encountered during some of your race days, such as Bruce. Of course, he's not with us anymore, so I can't really do an interview for him. But if I get to hear your thoughts on him.
George Fulham is still alive, I think, is he? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And of course, then there was that Polish guy.
Oscar?
Yeah, Oscar Kowalewski. He's still alive, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, Denny and Bruce are, but Derek Bell, did Derek Bell race this?
Derek Bell raced,
I think he did a bit.
A few, but yeah, he raced the Ferrari that Chris Amon ran for a while, and he also raced for Lothar Maschenbacher.
Yeah, well, Chris Amon's still alive.
Yep, very much so.
Yes.
In fact, he came up with a biography that Ian Young helped him with a few years ago. Great, great read. But your thoughts on, like, drivers such as Joe Bonnier?
Joe Bonnier, I think, was a competent, certainly not a great driver, but a competent driver, really. I mean, he wasn't a racer, and I really like, you know, respect racers. And I like Joe because he was a nice bloke.
Sure.
But I don't think he was over. And then you're overwhelmed by talent, really. Just a good, careful, steady driver.
And what about Bruce?
Bruce McLaren was that. Bruce came in from New Zealand. And I must say, I think Bruce did a good job with his races, really.
Okay.
You know, he was quite quick. And I think he did the best he could with the talent he had.
Okay. Now, you being sort of the PR man, what was it like? I know Denny was sometimes known as the bear, because sometimes he was kind of cuddly and sometimes he wasn't. What was he like to deal with? What was Denny like to deal with?
From my point of view, very well, very good. I mean, he was called the bear, I presume, because sometimes he was in a bad mood, but I must say, in all the time I knew him, I never found that.
I think I just got one or more questions for you. Mass and Gregory. I've heard sometimes
great
more
character.
Courage than...
No, Maston was a great character. I mean, Maston's one of the people that racing missed, I think, because he was a great character. His driving, he was quite a good driver. I mean, more than adequate. Let's put it this way. He's certainly in the top half of the grid.
And finally, of course, you never raced against him, but the Mark Donohue Penske combination. your thoughts on what they did.
Well, I mean, not something he was a favorite driver, and Penske. Penske, I've got a great respect for. I think Penske's a man who can turn his hand to most things. I think if Roger does something, I think he does it well. So I think they're a very competent team, really.
And one more question for you, just beyond Can-Am that I really don't even have to